Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Friday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side, and we are here every Friday with a live or replayed radio show with a good friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. Last week, I had my son that was visiting from Colorado. He followed the girl. You know how that goes for all those guys or parents that have guys. They followed the girl. So he followed the girl over to Colorado from Florida, and he had a chance to revisit us. He was here doing something with he's a teacher, so he was doing something with teaching or whatever, and he took the opportunity to rent a car and drive over here. So it was kind of neat. We saw him on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which was kind of good. But that meant that we were deux semaines without sans Jean-Luc, and that means that we were without 2 weeks without Jean-Luc. That's my French, if you will. So we are here. We are here to cement. So we are here today with a good friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. We usually only miss radio shows if there's, like, you know, stuff going on in our personal lives, or every once in a while if there might be something with weather or technology, or, you know, the occasional heart transplant, you know, that Jean-Luc had. Hopefully we don't have too many of those. But if we need to, we'll just deal with it, you know, because the first one went okay. So Jean-Luc is a gentleman who originally comes from France. He's been here in the United States for 26 or 27 years, I believe. And we've been doing this radio show, starting off as an entrepreneur and then ending up, as we've been talking about in a friendly gesture, about lots of different things, everything from business to, let's call it spirituality or religion. It's been about 3 weeks ago. My aunt had passed away, so Jean-Luc kind of helped us go through that process of what he believes happens when people leave this earth and maybe come back and all that sort of stuff, so you want to hear that one again. But tonight, we're going to talk about whatever he wants to talk about tonight, and it's always going to be very interesting, I'm sure. And for those people that want to hear this again, if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jean-Luc, you'll be able to hear this stuff all over again. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate to be with you. I was missing you for this last deux semaines,
deux semaines.
deux semaines, exactement. We have not talked together because you were busy on your side. I was busy on my side. And sometimes it happened. But it was not for a transplant, okay? Nothing transplant. Everything is fine on this side. And I don't want to go again on this journey, because it's not fun, okay? It saved my life, but this is a good part, but on the other side, it's not fun. I was lucky because I look at these people now. I received some, this morning, I received some information from Cedars-Sinai. I say, hey, we have the new job ready for you. I say, oh, okay, thank you. You saved my life, and now you want to kill me? No way.
That's right. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy. And they say, hey, we have something for you. We have something for your loved one. I say, okay, it's because they are my loved one. I don't want to send them to you. When you have a loved one, you don't want to send these people to the pharmacy or the hospital or the doctor, because you love them. Okay? I love them. I love you, Peter. I love everyone, but I don't want to send these people to receive a job. Okay, what I want to talk tonight is about what I learned during these last 2 weeks, let's say. First thing is about the WHO, the World Health Organization, you know, who is not independent. You know who brings the money to this organization now, Peter?
Who brings it now? The United States used to. Donald Trump stopped it because he realized they were just a waste of time. But yeah, I don't know who does most of the money now.
He's an American, a rich man, a rich guy.
Oh, of course, Bill Gates. Oh, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, who basically owns WHO and with Tedros Ghebreyesus, was a health minister, and he was a terrorist, an organization named Tigra People's Liberation Front. I think he was in Ethiopia, and he was using international aid, meaning money, to punish his enemies. And you have a disaster epidemic, you see many epidemies in Ethiopia and Africa in 2006, 2009, 2011. And this guy is a criminal and he's a killer. And you put this kind of guy as the head of the World Health Organization, the guy who killed people. Saying he looked like during World War II, you know. You put someone as the Minister of the Health in Germany, the one who created the concentration camp and killed people. And by the way, have you seen the Castro Trudeau acknowledging Nazis in Canada? Have you heard about this?
Yeah. Hey? Yeah. Yep. Mm. Yeah, I think the gentleman was 98 years old, and they recognized him.
Standing ovation, exactly, for the Nazis, and approved by the U.S., apparently. Yeah, because, you know, if you go back 2 weeks ago, what we are talking about spirituality, these people who are degraded of spirit, you know, killing, torturing others, all of this, one day the body die, not the spirit. Even if it's degraded, it didn't die. The body die, and what do? They change the body, they come back, and they continue their, as a degraded spirit, to kill and to torture people. It's for that we continue 50 years, 100 years, or all of this, we continue to have the same problem, because this degraded spirit come back. The good one come back, great, but the bad one come back is too bad. Okay. What I learned also, I was talking about the WHO. You have a six crime scandal exploiting girls and women, and 83 staff at the WHO engage in rape and forced abortion. Okay. And what do they want to do now? The WHO want to become the worldwide organization for health, and they start in Australia. And you have a senator fighting with the WHO in Australia, Michael Roberts, who fight the WHO because he don't want, and some of Australian senators don't want the WHO to control the health on a country. They try to push a law by, I think it's May next year, if they right to push this law and signed by the country. If most of the country signs this law, not all the country can default this law and say, no, we don't want to follow it. And they want to push a law like the WHO is the only international organization decided of a pandemic or plandemic. And this is very, very scary to have one organization deciding for the whole world. And many countries, and especially in Africa, they are not very happy with that. Okay. Something else. Robert Kennedy, I follow this guy because he has some good stuff. He say Gates and others have 150 biolabs worldwide and 40 in Ukraine. And now you understand why you have the world in Ukraine. Okay. And talking about
Say that again. I just didn't understand what you said.
Bill Gates and others have 150 biolabs all around the world, and 40 of these biolabs are in Ukraine.
All right, so let me just say that again so anybody that might not have been able to hear or understand you. You said Bill Gates owns over 100 biolabs, and 40 of them are in the Ukraine.
He's not alone, by Bill Gates and others.
I don't
have the name of other people who own these biolabs, but basically American biolabs have been built in Ukraine, and you understand what is aware in Ukraine. Now I want to speak, because it is a good connection to speak about Ukraine war, to remind people, this started in February 2022. And recently, I was reading and listening Putin, you see. And Putin, he said the U.S. was, and I quote, I need to give this quote because it's what he said exactly. U.S. was seeking to improve its hegemony across the world, and war in Ukraine showed how far the West have lost out touch with reality. We didn't start the so-called war in Ukraine. We are trying to finish it. We consider, U.S. consider it itself the only arbiter of the truth on the on what right the U.S. has to lecture other countries. This is the words from Reuters citing Putin, and talking about this, I have many more to say because recently, I don't know if you know that, but the Russia, I never test a nuclear weapon since 1990. Do you know that, Peter?
No.
They never test a nuclear weapon since 1990. Yeah, he have a treaty, okay, which country agree not to make a nuclear test anymore. And Russia have never done this since 1990. The treaty has been signed and ratified by Russia. Which major country have not signed this treaty? Quid?
I'm not sure.
The one you are living in.
Oh, figures.
Oh, figures. Yeah, exactly. The U.S. Okay. Putin noticed that U.S. has not ratified the treaty that bans nuclear tests, whereas Russia have both signed and ratified it. Now, the Duma is the Russian parliament, can revoke it. Now, there in Russia, they are thinking to revoke this agreement for two main reasons. The one, because the U.S. I never signed or ratified this agreement. And second, because the U.S. go to war with through Ukraine with Russia. And what they have done recently, they have successfully tested a potent new strategic missile capable of carry nuclear head. And also it can with a range of many thousand miles. He tested the Burevestnik, I don't know if I pronounced correctly, Burevestnik nuclear. And they also completed a work on a Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile. Now, I need to sit Putin again. And what he said, no one in their right mind will use nuclear weapon against Russia. If such an attack was detected, hundreds and hundreds of our missiles would happy in the air, that not a single enemy would have a chance of survival. And remember, they have not make a nuclear test since 1990, and they have made one recently, I think it was last week. Don't quote me on the date, exact date, but it's just recently. And why they do this? And this is on a rotor, you know, it's not something I see. It's not a rotor. Rotor is mainly not a... It's part of the fake news because the information you listen on CNN, CNBC, and all of this, you have, I think you have three organizations worldwide. You have Reuters, you have the France Press, FSP, France Service Press, something like this, and you have two or three big company like Reuters who give information to these people who speak, you see on the TV, and all these people repeat the same thing because they have the same memo, the same text, and the same email they receive. Awesome. And it was Wednesday, Russia will have make an exercise for the population. You know what was the exercise?
No.
To drill the population to find the bunker and to go on a bunker in case of a war with U.S. or nuclear war.
Wow.
I am not from this country. Does the U.S. have a bunker for the population?
No. I think I missed that memo.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the country was prepared for a long time. I think it was the Finland, Sweden, and Norway countries that prepared their population for long. I think it was a kid 30, 40 years ago. They have already prepared the population for that in case of nuclear war with a bunker and all of this, and they have many, many bunkers all around. Continuing with this, Medvedev, you know who is Medvedev?
Who is who?
Medvedev. The Russian
no.
guy, is like the prime minister in Russia. He's
oh, okay.
He's
no, I don't
guy,
know who that is.
He's the guy just after Putin. And he said Germany was giving a weapon and ammunition to Ukraine. And he said, and Medvedev is, you need to take these guys seriously. You need to take the Russian people seriously, because when they say something, it's not to joke or to afraid someone. He said now Germany can be a target for our missiles. I paraphrase,
wow.
But what does it mean? Why? Because Germany is providing weapon and ammunition to Ukraine.
Wow.
Another information I have just tonight: the Minister of Holland. Holland? You know where is Holland?
Holland?
Yeah.
Approximately somewhere in Europe, but I don't know exactly where it is.
Okay, this is pretty vague, but yeah.
Close
but
enough,
you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Somewhere in the third planet.
is close to Germany and on this area, and Netherlands, Holland, Germany, all this area. Northeast of France. Same. And the Minister of Holland, who is she's a woman, okay, apparently, maybe, because now we don't really know until we check, okay, but she said, and I quote, "The war in Ukraine is a cheap way to fight Russia for the West."
Right. Yep.
A cheap way. What does this mean? It means it's better to kill Ukrainian people. We don't, she said, we are not in a war with Russia. We don't kill our people. We don't kill the people from U.S. or Germany, all of this. We kill only Ukrainian people. And this is cheap, is what she said.
Mm-hmm.
To give you the consideration these people from the West have about Ukrainian. And these Ukrainian think people are defending this West nation are defending them. No, they are just controlling the war, just trying to go to war with Russian. And these people see it's cheap because it's not us. We just send billions of dollars. We just send ammunition and weapons. but for the moment they are not American or West country troops. One good thing on all of this darkness, Peter, one good thing. Jim Jordan, I like this guy because he go against the deep state and many things, against the vax, against many things. Maybe elected as the Speaker of the House. You heard about this?
Yes. He would be probably a good Speaker of the House. I don't know if it's a good career move, but he would be a good Speaker of the House.
He will be a good Speaker because not only he go... He know very well what he's doing. These people who wrestler? He's a wrestler. Same.
Yeah, he was a wrestler. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
At the high level, these people have a discipline. They take discipline. They also know how to confront and to have an opposition and all of this, and he said he will vote no for more money for Ukraine. Because if this country and other countries continue to give ammunition, weapons, money to Ukraine, is to continue to go to war. Now, Poland say we stop to give ammunition and weapons. Another country, I don't remember, I think it's an Eastern Europe country, say, oh, we stop. And now if Jim Jordan and many others in this country say, no, we need to stop to send money
Poland
and ammunition.
Poland stopped.
Huh?
Poland what? Stopped giving money to the Ukraine. They said, we're going to take care of our own selves.
Yeah, Poland. I say that, Poland. But you have another country, East. I don't remember the name of this country. I'm not taking note of it. But you have another country, East Europe, who say, okay, we stop to provide ammunition and weapons for the war. And if many, many countries like this stop, maybe after Putin and Zelensky maybe fight an agreement. If the U.S. was not, the agreement was finished in... is March 22. You remember, Peter, we have done I have done a radio show about this, talking about the agreement between...
I remember something about that. I couldn't tell you the specifics, though.
Yeah, you have 1 month. I was talking about the agreement between Putin and Zelensky, and they were 7 drafts made by the former minister, one of the former ministers of Israel, if I remember correctly, and they were the 7 drive, and they were close to sign a treaty for peace, an agreement, and the U.S. said no treaty.
Yeah.
They refused, the U.S. pushed Zelensky to refuse.
Yep.
And the former minister said this is a bad idea because we are 1 month after the war started, they were already putting an agreement and ready to sign. The U.S. was not here. Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember all the details, but I do remember that, you know, the bottom line is it's very convenient for a lot of people in the United States to be funding this war, and that's what a lot of people are either for or against, and the corruption is going to continue the funding.
Yeah, because on one side you have all these people who build the weapons, the ammunition, and they give logistics and all of this to Ukraine. On the other side, you have all this kickback coming back here. And also, I was explaining how the war, the day-on-day operation. They say when the U.S. give money to Ukraine, they didn't really give money. They loan money, and after, Ukraine need to pay back this money with interest. And if they cannot pay it back, they say, oh, okay, we now own this piece of land, this huge part of Ukraine, because you owe us money. And it's the way it works. It's the way U.S. takes some territory, puts a military base, and continues the war all around the world.
Right. I don't know if they're going to do that with the Ukraine. I know that they China does it that way when they build things like the new Silk Road or whatever the hell
mm-hmm.
it's called over in China, the Belt and Road. But the reality is I think one of the reasons why we'll never get to the bottom of this is because all of the politicians are all dirty. So they don't want the exposure. They're all guilty.
All of them, but most of them, yeah.
I would say all
because I need to have hope some are not like Ron Paul or maybe Jim Jordan and maybe some other, you see. But most of them, yeah. Both sides.
Correct. Okay. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Maybe more on the Democratic side, maybe more, okay? But if you look at all this Reno and many Republicans too are dirty.
I think the part of the challenge is as well is because everybody is, well, not everybody, so most of the people are dirty. Everybody that's in Ukraine is dirty. So because of so much corruption, we're not going to get to the end of it. It's just going to be one of those forever wars. And they're going to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't get elected, because if Donald Trump gets elected, he'll start to uncover more of these things. So the reality is that there's so much at stake that Donald Trump will never be reelected again, and the Ukrainian war will be continued to be funded while people here in the United States are going broke, poor, losing their homes, basically going into further debt and being enslaved by the corruption that happens with debt and everything else like that. So that's just the way it works. It worked out perfectly for them. So
Ukraine was already a very corrupt country with Azov battalion, with a Nazi battalion, say, in the army. And I don't know if you find these pictures, but I think I send you pictures like this I find on YouTube or video. And pictures of this Azov battalion with a Nazi cross and all of this. And
that's crazy.
These people are Nazis, you know? Nazis.
Yep.
And they were killing their own people in Ukraine because they were fighting with the Donbass region and they were killing people. And they do some atrocity, and after they push this on a Russian soldier. I don't know if the Russians have done some atrocities. Sincerely, I don't know. I can suspect, because war is a dirty business, you know. But when he has this Nazi, I know what they have done in France. This I know because during World War II, after World War II, we was watching so many documentation on what they have been done and burning a whole village with women, kids, elderly, burning all the village with the weapon is you project flame, you know, burn. And
right.
Yeah. How you call this?
I'm not sure which word you're looking for.
You know the weapon, you have this and you have gas inside and you burn something. That is a weapon.
Like a Molotov cocktail?
Flamethrower.
Oh, flamethrower. Flame. FLAME. Like a flamethrower.
Yes,
yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They burn a whole village in the middle of France like this.
Oh. Crazy.
Yes. I've done crazy stuff. You know, we have some. I was a kid at this time, and I was watching this because my dad was one of the first to have a TV. You know, and because he was an electrician, and and with watching this, and the guy, the people who were part of the resistance in France explain and give many testimonial of what happened. But, you know, when you look what they have done in Germany with a concentration camp and burning alive these people and all of this, this is atrocity, you know.
I know.
But they continue
yep.
to live.
It's insane. It's insane. There's yep. psychopaths that run the country. So anyway, believe it or not, we're done with our radio show. We are done with our radio show. So thanks for the update on what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. And
yep.
next week we're going to talk a little bit about one of my favorite people, Mike Lindell, and what's happening
yep.
with him with banking and American Express and lawyers. And we'll talk about mm-hmm. those other levels of corruption as well. So as we encircle our way about some of the things that go on in the United States and other parts of the world, we'll kind of show you what's going on with Mike Lindell. So having said that, Jean-Luc,
yeah.
bonsoir.
I like Mike Lindell. He's a good guy, too. You need to follow
yeah,
guys.
They're great people.
Mike Lindell, MikePillow.com.
yeah, exactly. The MyPillow. I've supported him in many ways, as well as Alex Jones and other people as well. Del Bigtree, all those people that are fighting a good fight. But I'll share with
yeah.
you, it's been tough for a lot of those people as well. So
yeah.
we're going to be back next week on Building Fortunes Radio. It's getting darker earlier. So we'll be back. We'll see you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Jean-Luc.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.